This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Murray Rock. This week, the University of Minnesota is considering a new policy for how it conducts research with Indigenous communities. The Minnesota Indian Area Agency on Aging plans to establish new service, the building of an outdoor smudging space at Shakopee High School, and Bemidji State University establishes an online book club for Indigenous high school students. Here's Chandra Colvin with more.
The University of Minnesota considers a new policy on Indigenous research. The University of Minnesota is considering a policy that would require faculty, staff, and students to approach research with Indigenous peoples in a way that would benefit both parties. Karen Diver, a senior advisor to the President for Native American Affairs, authored the policy last fall. It would lay the foundation for anyone in the university who wants to work with tribal communities, resources, and Indigenous people worldwide. It stresses the importance of gaining consent and cooperating with tribes and Indigenous people on research that is mutually beneficial. The policy is largely based on the university's Office of Native American Affairs Guidelines for Indigenous Research, which spans 14 pages and was first published in 2022. It would turn those guidelines into an official policy. As part of the guidelines for Indigenous research, anyone interested in working with tribal communities would need to undergo initial training and self-education of individual tribes and communities before drafting research proposals. Each of the 11 tribes in Minnesota had the chance to review the policy. The University and Faculty Senate will vote on it on April 25th. If it passes, the policy will take effect in the fall of 2024 and remain permanent going forward. The reorganization of the Minnesota Indian Agency on Aging. The Minnesota Indian Area Agency on Aging hopes to improve its services for Native elders across Minnesota. Changes are set to begin this July, with service areas expanding to 10 of the 11 tribal nations within Minnesota. The agency underwent several years of consultation with tribal leaders seeking a better way to meet the needs of their elders. The reorganization will develop culturally significant and appropriate resources and services, which will then be administered and run by tribal governments. The new resources will aid in closing the wide disparities for elders in all areas of aging needs, but will focus on home and social services. Administration of operations will begin January of 2025. Expanded services are expected to begin in July 2024, while full administrative operations of the Minnesota Indian Agency on Aging at their new home at the Red Lake Nation's Ombamindawa Gide Nawe Maganinduch, or Uplifting Our Relatives, is set to start in January of 2025. Shakopee High School's Indigenous students build outdoor smudging space. Students at Shakopee High School are building a physical smudging space on campus. The addition was made possible by a $3,500 grant from the Shakopee Educational Endowment Association. The space would be the first dedicated smudging space on a school campus in Minnesota. Shakopee Public Schools have an estimated 231 Indigenous students, with nearly 80 students in the high school. The school's Indigenous students group have been having conversations about having a space to practice culture and tradition. The school's Engineering and Manufacturing Academy students are working hard to build something that will be the first on a Minnesota high school campus. Students recognize the importance of the space and how it allows space to continue cultural practices outside the home. They express pride and joy in seeing their Indigenous culture represented and not shunned. The outdoor smudging space is expected to be available for use in May. Meet the Author Book Club. High school students living in rural Minnesota in grades 9 through 12 for the upcoming 2024 to 2025 school year are invited to participate in a summer book club with Dr. Katrina O'Connell and Dr. Danielle Sullivan. Both are literary professors at Bemidji State University. Students who participate will be mailed three books written by authors Byron Graves, Noya Lester Murad, and Claire Forrest. The book club will meet monthly via Zoom to discuss the books, and students will also have the opportunity to meet the book's authors at an in-person event in July at Bemidji State's campus. Interested parents or students can find more information on Bemidji State University's website. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Chandra Colvin.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.